scorecard. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
The 1 to 2 hour is brought to you by the Seminole Hard Rock Poker Room at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino.
For the Miami Heat.
Have they made it so that you don't really care if they win?
I'm just glad they saved this song for the year, man, because the Canes ruined it. You can't even enjoy it for a big Canes game. So the Heat coming out strong.
But they don't.
It's Vice Night.
The Canes don't even really use it.
Nah, they use it. Everybody associates this song with the Miami Hurricanes, but not no more.
Well, they were playing big games last year against Notre Dame and Virginia Tech. That's when the song was popping.
I mean, look at this beautiful video.
Wait, doesn't work against Duke.
What?
First of all, Robbie, you now use that phrase again. Doesn't that fit you? And it's like a fish out of water. That's when it was popping.
It was popping.
From That's, Robbie?
He's right. When you're right, you're right. When you're right, you're right. And look, you know, they got this beautiful video of all these guys in the American Airlines Arena. They got the purple lights, they got the aqua vice lights, and then just rain is just pouring down on the Miami Heat, and nothing is more handsome than soaking wet Duncan Robinson, which is just tremendous. It's just tremendous. They hit a home run with the video. Well done by everybody there. I'm sure LeBron will take credit for it in about 5 minutes. I'll wait. Oh, good. That was our Little League's intro video. We used in the air tonight too. Brr.
Should I even ask?
Ask what? We're talking about the intro video. You saw it.
I didn't watch the whole thing.
All right. Well, you get the idea.
I get the idea.
It's in the air tonight.
It's amazing.
They're soaking wet. When the drums come, they're all hitting the floor, and the water splashes up. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I think I have to go tomorrow night. I think I have to go to this game.
You're that into it?
Yeah. I was there last night. By the way, when Entercom throws a sweet night, don't miss out. That's all I'm going to say.
Really?
Things were going on. We had tenderloin.
It was popping.
There was high-priced alcohol. I mean, stuff was going on.
It sounds like, you know, you went to a game in a suite.
And I was kissing ass like crazy. Sue from corporate was there.
Cool. Shout out to Sue.
Yeah.
And Dominican Sue.
She's from Boston.
See.
Well, of course.
We were already talking about who we know and Glenfield and all that stuff.
All right.
I was
meeting. You ruined it.
I met the new president of St. Thomas University.
We can't just opine off a great Heat victory Hassan Whiteside was literally blocking anything in his vicinity. You have to just ruin it by saying things from Boston and kissing ass.
I will say this, though. Whiteside impressed me last night.
You couldn't get that triple-double, huh?
I mean,
I like it. My favorite part about it was that they're all looking for reviews. Like, hey, well, maybe there was that one there. And then, like, hey, man, hey, 29, 20, and 9 is pretty damn good. We don't need to go searching for a 10th. You're good.
Right.
It was all fantastic.
Ain't nobody doing it with blocks, though.
Well, nobody is doing it with blocks, and it's good to see him be as good as he's been to start the season.
Amazing. Would you like to know what my thought was?
Sure.
I have a thought, too.
After the first quarter, and I saw him drop a couple of dimes, I'm like, could he? Quadruple-double?
No, that's never.
Think about this. He had, I want to say, 3 assists in, like, the first quarter. 8 blocks. The points and rebounds are going to come.
Listen.
I was like.
If you're expecting assists from Whiteside.
Hey, wait a minute.
Anything above five is like ridiculous.
Normally, we spend a few minutes after a Heat game talking about him bouncing it off of legs. But, I mean, he was like, if he plays like that, well, and I'm not even talking about the numbers, but I'm saying catching the ball down inside and being able to find the open guy.
He's not Shaq.
Yeah,
let's
what are you doing?
No,
he's
not kicking
crazy.
It out. He's not got it. He doesn't have to do it all the time.
Let's not get crazy.
Just not turn the ball over.
Hey, I know.
I have a theory about Whiteside, and tell me if you agree or disagree.
I disagree.
Let's hear his theory first. You can't shoot it down yet. Okay. That's rude.
Okay.
Do you think all of this hubbub about Bam is pushing him?
I disagree.
To stay engaged.
No, I think him getting humiliated in the playoffs is what pushed this. I think it.
Here.
Are you guys crazy?
I don't know if I agree with that either.
I would like to say this, and this is where the team kind of hurt him. Okay? We don't know how hurt he was last year. And so to say he wasn't playing even close to what he normally is, but we don't really know what or how bad he was hurt because nobody talks about it. I mean, yeah, man, I'm gonna say, all right.
Hold on.
Yep.
Hold on.
Yep.
I really don't want to turn this into pooping on Assad.
I'm not saying you are.
He just said he could have gotten a quadruple double.
For the love of God, let me get the words out, please. I beg of you, let me finish a point.
You're wearing Ray-Bans.
I don't want to put this into pooping on Assad. I'm not cranking back the excuse machine on last year's performance in the playoffs or how the team handled it when a guy didn't want to wear his brace, didn't want to do the treatment right, didn't want to do anything, wanted to mope on every turn. Because he had a good game against the Spurs on a Tuesday.
But I will tell you this.
It's the Spurs on a Tuesday.
I know firsthand.
It was a Wednesday.
Whatever.
I know firsthand. Hassan's normally mopey anyway. So I'm not going to
He's not normally mopey.
But injuries make you like that, man. Like, they do, because you can't do what you want to do. Now, I'm not giving him that excuse.
What about the other years when he mopes or doesn't give effort upset?
That's why I just said he mopes, so it's hard to defend him as far as the moping is concerned. But as far as the injury, look, do you even know what was wrong with him last year?
Knee bruise.
Okay. And
ego
how
bruise.
Bad was it?
Obviously, it wasn't great. And
right,
also,
like,
wear his knee brace.
Yeah, I went through that. Like, you can't play in it. You can't. Like, I mean, let's not make it sound like, you know,
okay.
Put on a knee brace and go be you.
Okay.
Now, listen.
Very easily swayed. You say I'm
not
very
easily
flippy-floppy.
I'm not easily swayed. Not at all. But
you know,
I am fair.
What? Let me ask you something. What's happened to you?
What?
Like, you used to be very steadfast in your ways.
I am.
You have flip-flops. So, like, did you find the Dalai Lama?
I have a flip-flop.
You have. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you're like A1, number one fan of Fitzmagic now because he has a beard.
That's not.
And now, all of a sudden, you're buying all of Hassan's moves.
No. You, man. How long have you been around me?
A long time, which is why I find this surprising.
No, here, I'm not a Fitzpatrick fan.
I don't even know.
But what I said was, you should leave Fitzpatrick in instead of putting back in the turnover machine.
Uh-huh.
And guess what the turnover machine did? Cranked them out. So now you went back to Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, you realize that Fitzpatrick got extra starts too while Jameis was active, like available to play.
No, he got a start.
Yeah, and it was terrible. He was Fitzpatrick.
Okay. Okay. I mean,
do we hit the headlines thing?
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
I'm just saying with this, man. Look, injuries and all that stuff with Hassan Whiteside.
Okay.
I'm very happy to see how he's played this year. I'm not a guy who stays salty and roots against Hassan Whiteside because he's on my favorite team. So I want Hassan Whiteside to do well.
Right.
However, I will say, this entire year is complete show me mode. Like,
agreed.
Do not sit here and say,
No. I never said that.
I didn't say you did. I just want everybody to, like, until it's done in the playoffs, until it's done when it's really when it really matters, then come talk to me that the whole resurgence is done.
In other words, Hassan owes us one.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a lot.
Fine. That's fine. And I'm not saying he doesn't. I'm merely just trying.
Because he was not only terrible, he was a huge pain in the ass.
Right. He's always been a pain in the ass. Just how he does it. But look, I wasn't trying to give him an excuse. I was just trying to, like, why?
We have a few breaking
news
stories.
Why do we get?
We could just.
That's the point.
Okay.
We see a game like this with him, and then he'll go out and he'll kick it into the stands three times. And we're like, why can't we get that against the Spurs all the time? That's the conundrum.
Right.
That's what everybody has been trying to say about him for 5 years.
We said
this after every great Hassan Whiteside game. You know there's going to be four bad ones.
First of all, can you take off those damn glasses?
No. It's Vice Night. I'm wearing my sunglasses.
Do you at least have shoes on?
No, I don't.
Jeez!
Can I get to my breaking news?
Go ahead.
Can you get your feet off the table? Do you have to wear the glasses? Anyways, we do have breaking news. Speaking of shoes,
Hey, he's got Fred Flintstone feet.
You bet your ass I do. Flat as hell.
Do you stop your car with your feet? You just jam your feet through the bottom of the...
You know, I need to get a new carpet because I put so much pressure on my carpet, it's got a hole in it.
All right, listen. We have breaking shoes news.
What's up, man?
Robbie's Crocs are on the IR.
What do you mean?
He broke a Croc!
What?
The back strap that protects the heel, it's broke while walking. I tried to put it together with Scotch tape.
Robbie, you should have like 12 pairs of Crocs that cost $3.
So,
buy one, get one free.
I'm going to try to fix the current Crocs I have first.
You're gonna fix Crocs?
Well, I got to get better tape. I know that's out there.
You got Gorilla tape?
I think I might be able to find it somewhere. Some black electric tape.
I feel so
Why
bad
Why don't you
for
get
you,
some
man.
Camo tape
Why
to
don't you
match?
Just get a new pair?
I could do that. I don't want to say goodbye to this old pair.
Robbie showed up today with a spanking brand new pair of New Balance, and I was like, whoa.
What is this?
And then he was like, oh, Crocs are on the IR, man. They're on the IR.
They got bailed out, though, right? Like, they're not going out of business.
They're not going out of business.
No, they're not.
Here's what's amazing. He probably went and got, he's pissed off that he had to put on a pair of $60 or $70 tennis shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Because his Crocs won't work.
Correct.
Doesn't that work? Normally work the other way with normal people?
He's very...
Like, my good shoes broke. I had to wear my Crocs.
He's very depressed about the situation.
Well, I mean, Crocs are the best.
All right, when we come back...
Wait, two other breaking news stories. One, Nicosi Perry's going to start for the Canes. Okay. Two...
He's rigged. I mean, swear to God.
By the way...
Like,
and,
come on, man.
And
what's
way,
his deal? I can't.
You know, you want to know what his deal is? It's very simple. You want to know what it is? This is what his deal is. Oh. You guys think I don't know what I'm talking about? Here, we'll start Nicosi. Good luck to you.
So he's actively going to go embarrass the kid.
Correct.
No, set him up to fail.
No. He's not going to embarrass Nicosi Perry. He's not making the decisions for Nicosi Perry.
So
Nicosi Perry is going to embarrass himself if he makes the same poor decisions he's been
and
making.
So
he's actively setting him up to embarrass him.
Wait.
He's just giving him an opportunity.
So you're saying he shouldn't play because the coach don't want to embarrass him?
He doesn't want him to play. Like, it's so clear.
I thought he was Nehosi.
He is Nehosi, but you already failed him as a coach.
How did you fail him?
Because
he didn't decide where to throw the ball.
You gave him a short leash when he should have been given a chance to go through adversity like he did against Florida State. You already broke him. It's over.
When he was throwing it to the other team.
No.
And you just use it, nay-nay?
I did. Because this calls for something special. Nay-nay. Malik Rozier was throwing it into the stands, and he gave him chance after chance chance.
You know it's an off day when he just pulled something out of my vernacular.
I don't even know who you are.
Seriously, what are you doing right now?
I don't even...
Dolphins and Colts will now be a 425 game, so good luck.
That was needed news.
This
Why?
Weekend?
Game's in 3 weeks.
I'm just throwing it out there. Jesus.
3 weeks? So,
whatever. You know what?
I tell you what. Why do we do headlines? That's not a headline. 3 weeks from now? You could say that on the Friday before the game.
It just came out.
Just has to.
And let me ask you.
Has to read whatever tweet comes off Barry Jackson's timeline.
That is correct.
Mr. News Guy. Let's go to the news desk.
Say Frito throwing shade.
Who do the Dolphins play this week?
Yeah, we'll get to that a little later.
What do you mean?
Who did Dobbs play this week? Break.
And also, it's not on Barry Jackson's timeline.
And also, I got to talk about how my heart was broken yesterday. We'll get to that next.
Deborah. Y'all see what I see? I see the Deborah. But this is my favorite animal. It's a Deborah. But y'all see what I see? I see the Deborah. But this is my favorite animal. It's a Deborah.
Hey, Leopard. Yes, Hassan Whiteside kicking ass yesterday.
How you guys doing?
So this is the thing. Amber pulled me into this honey trap this morning where she's like, oh, you pooped on Hassan Whiteside. You're not allowed to enjoy his success. And you're doing the same thing.
No, I'm not.
You're doing the same thing.
I'm not. Look.
You're not letting me enjoy the Heat victory.
Look, I am absolutely 100% letting you enjoy the Heat victory.
Uh-huh.
But I want more Heat victories.
I do too.
And so when you see a guy play like that, I'm not saying that he has to have those numbers. But that attitude, that mindset, that'll take the Heat far. Because guess what?
I'm loving the fact that he's saying he wants to lead the league in blocks and rebounds at the same time this year.
Here's the other thing. That he also did it against a team that only shoots mid-range jumpers and has no fast break points. So how is that going to fit in with a team that runs all
see, that's
day.
Not fair, though. Like, they, you know, part of the reason they're also shooting in the mid-range so much, I know that is part of their offense, but if they don't want to go in the paint against him because he is being so disruptive, that's going to mess up their offense.
But what I'm saying is that they're more of a half-court team. They don't have a lot of fast break points. So it gives Hassan an opportunity to get down the court, get set. Is he going to be able to do that? Not the same numbers, but with the same type of – be the same type of deterrent. If a team runs a little bit more and picks up the pace a little bit more, and I'm not saying he can or can't. I'm just saying, okay, that team is built for what Hassan does. Like, that's all they do. They don't shoot the three. They don't have a lot of fast break points. So it was like that was ideal for him to have a big night.
It's awesome to see him go back to being a guy who goes heat seeking after blocks, because I do think that is something that he really engages in. And you do have to find what is that magic thing. Like, I think Hassan Whiteside being a system defender and being a guy who kind of just fits in. Like, I understand the Heat wanted to get him into that philosophy and trying to get him to fit and understand those little nuances of the game, because, you know, you want him to evolve. You want him to be part of all those things. But if his bread and butter, if what really does keep him hungry after things, especially if you're going to go away from him offensively, is going to get blocks and rebounds, then it's still huge that he can still do that if he has to go after them.
You know what's even more amazing is that, you know, the other guys on the team showed their appreciation by throwing him a biscuit.
Yeah.
Getting it down there.
Absolutely.
So maybe if he takes the attitude like, hey, I don't need plays designed for me. If I do my thing on the defensive end, I'm going to get rewarded on the offensive end, and just take a whole different approach than, hey, man, Spo doesn't draw anything up for me. And you know what I mean?
Yeah, I
just have a whole different approach to it, then maybe this can be a longer lasting thing.
Speaking of biscuits, we got some food in here.
What
it's
kind of a
delightful
transition is that?
Well, it's biscuits of food, and we have delightful food in here.
Okay, yeah, we got the lovely Ashley and Alexis from the Twin Peaks and Davy in here, because Twin Peaks and Davy. What?
Just keep rolling with it.
They're lumberjills, evidently. I just got
is that
told
your thing,
that.
Lumberjills? Is that what they're called?
No. Okay. Evidently,
they're saying that's not what a thing.
Thanks,
that's
Leslie.
Not a thing.
Appreciate that.
That's technically what we're called.
Okay, but they don't like to be called that.
But you're not fond of the title.
Okay. Anyways, Twin Peaks and Davy is going to be one of our food vendors at Riptide coming up November 30th through December 2nd, and so they brought in some of the great food that they're going to be serving versions of out at Riptide, and it's obviously going to be at the Yuengling and Twin Peaks Ultimate Sports Lodge, which is where we're going to have all the TVs and all the games on.
Cool.
So, ladies, we've got the wings, three different varieties, I believe. We have smoked wings, naked wings, and volcano wings. And then we've got the billionaire bacon burger. And then we've got pot roast with brown gravy and mashed potatoes.
Hey, that should be...
What?
No, that would be pot roast.
Could you talk into the mic?
I said if you ate that, it'd be pot roast on pot roast curry.
I mean, do you have to go there? What's on the do we know what's on the millionaire bacon burger? Is that looks really good. Come on, Ashley.
It's got bacon.
Ashley, what's on it?
Bacon.
Ashley, you're a Panthers fan. Come on, you're going to the Panthers game tonight.
Robbie, throw on the microphones.
Alexis, you guys don't want to talk to you. Do we know what's on the bacon burger? Yeah.
Yeah, the billionaire bacon burger. It comes with obviously our billionaire bacon. It is bacon with a bunch of different spices on it. It's like spicy and sweet at the same time. It's got brown sugar. It's got red pepper flakes on it. It's really, really good. That's pretty much what makes the entire burger. It also has a bacon beer mustard on it. Makes it really good. It comes with pimento cheese, I believe, on it. It's really, really good.
All right, there we go.
You're on pimento cheese?
Why? You're on pimento cheese?
I'm not a pimento cheese.
Isn't that like a South thing?
Swap it out.
Are you South thing.
From the South.
Huh?
Pimento cheese. Isn't that like a South? Like,
no, that's a master's thing.
Is there a particular thing on the menu you guys like tearing down?
Those wings with nothing on them. Naked wings.
Oh. The naked wings? No, the smoked and grilled wings are really good.
Oh, yep. They are. And we also have volcano wings over there. That seems like it's right up Leroy's alley.
The volcano wings are new. So those are on our breaded wings. The sauce is like a spicy Korean kind of sauce. I don't do spicy, so.
That's all right.
It's in his wheelhouse.
Right in my wheelhouse.
Pretty cool.
And then we have pot roast, which looks like I'm going to be diving into that because that looks scrumptious. I will avoid the mashed potatoes, though.
Well, that's great. So
this it will be pot roast on pot roast crime, you bastard.
So this is going to be all at Riptide Beast?
Yeah, it's going to be in the Yuengling Twin Peaks Sports Lodge, which is going to be amazing. All weekend long, you'll be able to get great Twin Peaks food, Yuengling beer, and watch all the games just like you can at Twin Peaks. And these girls from the Davy store says, they're going to kick the Pembroke Pine store's ass.
I like it.
Yeah, that's what's going
to
happen.
I don't know if you were supposed to reveal that, man.
I don't think so. But
I think that's badass.
But wait.
Twin Peaks Beast.
I like stirring it up. You know, so that's what I'm
doing. You also like making things weird.
There we go.
I haven't said anything weird yet. I could get weird.
Nah.
There it is.
Nah, let's just enjoy the food. Thank you guys for bringing it in.
Yeah,
really
thank you guys
it.
So much
thank
for coming
making
in.
Lunch a lot better.
And
to Ashley and Alexis.
Yeah,
go to Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a fantastic place. We do a lot of our launches there when we go and do the watch parties and whatnot.
We did our fantasy football thing there.
Football thing there. They're always
a
great host.
We did one of our road tripping things from Twin Peaks.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. So
yeah, we love it over
you
there.
You guys are always great with it. So thank you for coming in and bringing us some awesome lunch. And we'll be back right after this. Come on. All right, welcome back. It's Tobin, Leroy, and Beast here with you on the ticket. Thanks again to everybody yesterday for their support during the radiothon.
Yeah, man,
awesome job by you guys. We were blown away by all the support, all the people who called in, and all the staff here did a great job with it as well. However, there was one thing that left me a little heartbroken. As we went off the air yesterday... Our boss, Len, comes up to us, and he goes, Pat Riley's on his way down.
Like, immediately. Like, he's walking now.
Like, yeah, he's making his way to the table. So a little piece of me died at that point. Now, to his credit, he's like, look, do you guys want to come back and do it? But we didn't want to be jerks.
Right.
Curtis and Greg were about to start their interview. We're not those guys. They do a fantastic job. We're not stealing more airtime. We were just on for 4 hours. What some things aren't meant to be.
We got Ray Allen and Andy Ellisberg.
And that was a good thing I told myself.
By the way.
Hold on. That was a good thing I told myself until I got in my car. And then a bigger piece of me died. Because they did the interview and they talked about all the fantastic life things and Pat Riley waxed poetic as he is one to do. But then I missed the petty party. Because Greg brought up the Vice uniforms and how awesome they are. And Pat Riley had this to say.
Just to piggyback on that, since you brought up the Vice uniforms, and since that's to be part of the great cause for the Radiothon today, are you aware of the overwhelming support that look has gotten, I think, for everywhere? If you go on social media, I mean, they haven't even been released, and everybody's really excited for it.
Pretty sweet, Coach.
Didn't somebody else just take credit for that? Didn't I read a blog that somebody else took credit? I was riding home yesterday, and somebody on radio and television, they were talking about somebody else taking credit.
He used to live here for a little while, I think. He used to have a residence here in Miami-Wade County for a few years.
Oh, that's our show! He was listening to us rip him! Can you imagine?
How many fist bumps did we get yesterday for defending the Heat's honor on the Vice uniforms?
A million.
Because
a million.
LeBron and his rat finkery tried to take credit for the idea of Vice uniforms.
There was a million Heat executives walking around fist bumping, also feeding Tobin's ego.
Oh my God. Oh,
wait.
In the office.
Not the worst part.
Not the worst part. But felt obligated to bring us out a jersey.
Yeah.
But then couldn't let, then had to take it away.
Listen, he's not the biggest dude in the world. I think we could have took him.
You wanted to jump Lorenzo for the jersey? Shout out to Lorenzo.
He's like one of our great contacts.
He was so cool with it. He was fired up. Tobin had him going.
Yeah,
so he felt the need to go and tell us the truth. Man, this was years.
Of course.
Years of planning.
That's what I'm saying. People don't realize. And then so when LeBron walks in here with his gazillion followers, he's just like, huh, interesting Miami Heat. Everybody's like, oh, yeah, the Heat just stole LeBron's style. Nope. No, they didn't. And the fact that the Godfather was listening and he realizes this mother bleeper did what? Because we were cool. We were cool. But you steal his idea. You steal the idea of the marketing people, LeBron. Now you're picking on the little guy.
I sense I think all the marketing business people inside the Heat love the show and love what you're doing and what we're trying to do. But I feel like the basketball side of things, they were afraid yesterday to let Pat come on this show.
He could have come at any time.
He could have come. He was there all day. He was scheduled. Matter of fact, I can reveal this. He was scheduled to come earlier during our show.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we ended the show, we took off the headset. Pat's on his way.
But could you have imagined if we had the petty party with Pat Riley?
Oh, my God.
I mean, we would have.
You guys would have walked out of there holding hands and hugging. We're tapping each other.
Me and Riley, we could have been best friends.
Oh, you're glowing right now.
Oh.
Thinking about it.
What could have been?
I was so sad. Wait. I mean, look, awesome for Curtis and Greg to get that moment with him. But, I mean, that's like our dream, boys. A petty party with the Godfather himself. Oh, my goodness. It's like being the Pope and not getting to see the second coming.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, I mean, it was, I went... We got up, I went to the restroom, I walked back out there, and there was Riles just sitting there with Curtis and Perk.
With his aura.
With his aura. And I was like, oh, five more minutes.
Man,
it could have been us.
It could have been us. And shout out to Ray Allen. I love you, Ray Allen.
We got Ray Allen. That was great.
Andy Ellisberg. Got to wax life with Andy Ellisberg.
And his big ring.
Huge ring. Oh, but Godfather.
Although we did fail in not asking Andy Ellisberg two questions. One, is Zoe really a fun guy? And two...
No, we didn't, because guess what? That's what I was getting ready to say. Man, did you think Andy Ellisberg would be that?
No.
Yeah.
No! Like, he was cool!
I pictured a beautiful mind. No, like, guys, I pictured a dude who's way too smart
to be
with us.
Have you not heard stories about... Like, Andy, like, and Pat go to concerts. Like, they have great times together.
Yeah, but I still always picture Andy just always thinking of math.
No. He's a pretty cool guy.
That dude's way too smart to be sitting with us.
Didn't ask him if he had a big, giant calculator.
Well, there was...
Tobin's
one question for Andy. I said, Tobin, if you only got one question with Andy Ellisberg...
I just want to know what his office is
like. Yeah, you're like, what's in his office? Which would include the big calculator, the abacus.
I also picture like a detective cork board.
No, I'm like Next Generation. You ever see these things like with the AI where they're like, it's all digital in front of them and they can move stuff with their hands and like all that stuff? That's what I picture.
So jealous. Could have been pettying with the Don himself.
I mean, if you want, I mean, we do have enough love from the Heat. We could put in a request maybe to interview Pat in like 2022.
Oh, man.
It was a great day yesterday, though. And props to this guy right here, Leroy. From what I heard, you gave a pretty impassioned story and plea on the air, and the phones picked up right after that. And it helped us really get some good cash. So,
man,
thank you for that.
I'm just
man.
Keeping it real.
I know.
Like, that's it.
I know.
You know what? My whole life,
it's so much fun to be a part of something bigger than just you.
Yeah.
And from the time I played sports as a kid, I'm still friends with, you know, the same guys. You guys know I'm close friends with my quarterback. We got Robert. I've known the athletic director at Michigan since we were 10.
Yep.
Then I went to the NFL, and it's always about being a part of something bigger than yourself. And any time you can get a group of people, you know, a ton of people to feel the same way about a cause, it just makes everything better. So,
absolutely.
So, you know, I'm always for, you know, stuff like that. We got way too many just hateful things going on in this world. And I think there are good people out there. We just need to take over. Just take over and dominate, you know, what we do and what people see. And then more people follow.
Yeah. So, again, thanks, guys, everybody. That was a great job by you guys yesterday. So, anyway, wrapping up on that that heat game from last night. Not only was we were talking about this yesterday, Hassan was great, but how about this Wayne Ellington? I mean, he came back.
He came out the gate.
Came out stroking.
Right, and wait,
the golden arm.
Let's not forget. I mean, did we put some softening, you know, stuff? So now
Justice
is a soft shell crab.
Man, he looked good. He looked good running. Somebody did ask like this. A texter wrote in this morning, like, coincidence that the game without Goran and Dwayne was the best defended game of the year.
Because they're faster.
But it does. The Spurs are an interesting group to me. I was watching them last night thinking to myself, they're kind of like a no man's land also.
Well, that's one of the things I was talking about earlier with Hassan. Like, look, I'm not trying to take anything away from him. But the Spurs are the anomaly in the NBA right now, right?
Well, except for Bertans. He was throwing up them threes.
Well, except for him. Okay, nobody else really shoots threes. They shoot mid-range jumpers. They try to get the ball in the paint with Aldridge. And that's kind of how they play. And it has a lot to do with what, you know, Pop is working with. But that's just how they play. And they're going to be successful. How well they do that? Well, that plays right into the hands of Hassan. So I want to see, okay, and I'm really interested. And I'm not saying that he can or can't. I want to see how he plays against these teams that all they care about is getting up and down the court.
Well, that's a tough thing because, you know, I don't even know how that style is going to translate in the postseason.
Right.
You know,
in the postseason it'd be great because everything's slower.
Right. So that's why I don't know how much of a concern that really is going to be. Like I said, I'm not sweating this upcoming matchup of the homestand because you're taking on a lot of good teams, and it feels like that you're taking on a lot of teams that are going to do that. Like, you know, Indiana coming in. You know, they spread it a little, but, like, they have guys who are also, like, they are tied with San Antonio for three-point attempts per game. So they are in that style, too. You know that you're going to have Philadelphia come in. And that's got the traditional matchup for you, too, with Hassan. And you know you're going to have a revenge factor in that game with Hassan. He's going to want to ball out in that game, too. So it'll be interesting. But I'm telling you right now, they're going to get waxed by Brooklyn next Wednesday by a lot.
Why?
Because Brooklyn is terrible, and they always lose to them, and they're right in this wheelhouse of terrible team that gets up and down.
Hey.
Mark it down, Robbie.
Hey. All right, it's marked.
What are you doing?
Now, see, if I were to say something like that, what would they say?
I don't know.
You're a just hater. A hater.
Hater.
No, you just look at the facts.
Just facts is facts.
Oh, you can have facts. I'm a hater.
It's the Nets rule.
Well, it is kind of, I mean, because he does present facts. Whereas you
no.
Simply just have emotion.
No, if Leroy would have said that, we would have said he would have been factual. Nobody would have said anything.
Yeah, we would have said point for Leroy. Mm. So that's point for me.
He's so lying. He's a man of no principle.
I just so feel...
How am I a man of no principle?
Because you're lying. You would not give Leroy a point for that.
There's a lie floating in this room, and I would like to swat it.
If you were to come up with the point that the Heat, you like the matchup of the homestand, but once they go on the road to Brooklyn, they're going to lose, I would have said point for Leroy. That's a fair point, Leroy. You have watched this team over the last 3 years. You know how they roll. It's well put. I like the way you think.
We have a Ryan Tannehill injury update.
Oh, geez. We got to talk about this Tannehill thing because it is depressing. I mean, it is bad.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get to that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.